This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of joint missile guidelines that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier in the month. North Korea's official KCNA news agency carried an article by who described it as an international affairs critic to accuse the United States of applying a double standard as it sought to ban Pyongyang from developing ballistic missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet in June. During a speech honoring the U.S. holiday Memorial Day, Biden said that we'll make it clear we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights. Now, the White House said on Friday that it was planning to move ahead with the summit between the two leaders after Microsoft flagged a cyber attack on U.S. government agencies by Nobelium, the group behind last year's solar wind hack that originated from Russia. The June 16th meeting comes amid strained relations over U.S. election interference that Moscow denies, cyber attacks in Ukraine as well. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet next month. This is VOA News.